the street and they would throw the ball at you.
Yeah.
And you know you had to keep moving all the time. And then
dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yeah,
played that a lot. And that's about the size of it. It's all neighborhood games.
Did they ever play any games where you had two lines and people had to run over? You know, where you maybe form two lines, right? Or did you ever play what we call Red Rover?
No, I don't remember that.
Did we any kind of ring game?
Yeah, no, we used to play a little Sally Walker and games like that.
How would you play that?
Everybody'd make a circle and little Sally Walker sitting in the saucer and rise, Sally, rise, wipe your whipping eyes and fly to these, fly to this, fly to the one you love the best. And of course, this was the one you were supposed to go get and kiss him. And this is a small kids game where all the boys are, "Oh, don't get me. Don't be kissing me," you know.
Did you ever play any rough games in the neighborhood that were, I guess maybe boys might?
Yeah, we used to have tug of war in our neighborhood. It was pretty rough, yeah. But it wasn't dangerous. But, you know, we used to play. The kids can't play like we did.
Yeah.
they can't because it's,
because they have too many toys.
Yeah, and, the section of town I was raised in, there was not very many cars. And we would skate off of this hill and ride bicycles and play dodgeball. Everything was still done right in front of the house in the street.
Did they ever play any marbling games with marbles?
Oh, yeah. You had to play marbles. I used to be the champ in my neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was very, very good.
I could shoot marbles. I used to play football, you know, what we call touch ball. And if my mother wasn't at home.
Yeah.
But if she was home, I couldn't play.
Did they ever see him play knife games?
Let me see, what they call it? Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mumble pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mumble pig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about when you were in high school and so forth? Did you have different kinds of parties? What kinds of parties? Maybe would you have a party where all the girls would go and spend the night?
Yeah, we had slumber parties. We used to have what you would call trip around the world parties.
What were those?
Well, you would pick out three houses in three different places. You would meet at this house and eat and stay so long. Then you go to the next house, or maybe on two streets over, but you had to walk, you know. And then you would go to another house about three or four blocks away. But each one of these houses would serve you, have music and dance, but you never stayed long. And then come back to the one, what they would call trip around the world party.
What kind of music did you listen to mostly when you were coming up?
Well, most of it was Christian music, I can tell you that. But
gospel?
Yeah, gospel music. But there was time for the Glenn Miller records and Count Basie and all those kind of things.
You still listen to the same things? Or?
Yeah, if I can find it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't like rock music. It's just too much for me. It's too loud.
Well, that's all the specific questions I had. Is there anything, if there was anything about local culture of the area that I didn't ask that you wouldn't have expected me to ask?
Let me get my phone first. I don't know whether there was anything else that we could have talked about.
Neither. I appreciate it.